This is The Green Room, your weekly dose of arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm David Castleman. Kate, I want you to picture something, this scene.
Okay, so lay it on me.
It's July 4th in a small town in northern Michigan, and there are thousands of people lining the streets at the annual parade. And then, out of nowhere in the distance, a giant iron sculpture.
What?
And that's the scene in Onaway, Michigan.
Oh.
Pretty much every single year. We're about to meet the man who makes this annual iron sculpture for the parade. And to understand this story, you need to know something about Onaway. It's a very small town. There's fewer than 900 people living there. But thousands of people come to this parade each year.
Wow.
And many of them say that Tom Moran is the reason why. He's the man who makes these giant iron sculptures. He owns an ironworks company in the area. And each year he creates this large sculpture that becomes the grand finale for the parade. And residents say it puts Onaway on the map. Our arts reporter, Dan Wanchura, drove up to the small community and has this story.
You might think since Onaway is such a small city, secrets there would be hard to keep. That's what I wondered anyway as I drove up north. But I was wrong. Almost nobody knows what Tom Moran is making for this year's 4th of July parade.
Okay, so first question, very important. Do you have any leads on what it might be this year?
No, he keeps that top secret.
Nope. No, nobody what? Does to know what he's going to have this year.
No.
Listen, no, nobody
no.
knows.
Nobody knows. So we ain't telling if we did.
I haven't at all, no. Mm-mm.
Nobody ever knows. There's no leaks on that. Nobody ever finds out early. So,
do you know, do you have any ideas on what he's making this year?
No. He keeps it secret until the parade.
He keeps it secret. Why do you think he keeps it secret?
Because it's a sensation when he finally comes down the road.
That last voice was Judy Church. She's inside a salon called The Dollhouse, getting a haircut from owner Debbie O'Meara.
He's done everything from ships to archways to... Oh, Lord.
One year he even did the coin.
Yeah, that's
remember
true.
Remember he made
it? Yeah.
And he, another year, didn't he shoot something out of a gun? In the fish
t-shirts.
Aquarium?
T-shirts. He had a fish aquarium. He does something different every year.
Tom Moran is owner of Moran Ironworks, a company that specializes in large-scale fabrication. Huge things like ferry boats and turbines. As a hobby, Moran has been making iron sculptures for the Onaway 4th of July parade since 1989. Everything from a huge pickaxe to a replica of the USS Bunker Hill. He even made a large-scale bust of Abe Lincoln. Onaway is located in the northeast corner of Lower Michigan, about 30 miles from Sheboygan. The city is known for holding a sturgeon hunt every winter, where the fish are speared through the ice on Black Lake. Holly Beavers is the bartender at Havel's Northland Bar. She says Moran's iron sculptures give Onaway another identity.
I think it's put us on the map a little bit. You know, we're known as the sturgeon capital of Michigan, of course, but I believe that he has put us on the map as far as a small community, small town.
I spoke with one resident who says as many as 10,000 people have showed up to Onaway's 4th of July parade. City officials couldn't confirm that number, but did say it's safe to say thousands do turn out for the parade every year. And Eric Lalonde says the last float in the parade is the reason why.
Whatever Tom makes every year is the biggest attraction. I mean, that's where everybody comes for. So, I mean, without that, the parade, I mean, not saying it wouldn't be, but it wouldn't be what it is. It wouldn't fill up. You know, that's why everybody shows up and everybody comes around is just to see what he's going to put in every year. So.
Tom Moran was born in 1960 and has lived in Onaway his entire life. He says growing up in the 60s, there was a real sense of community pride. People got behind local events like the 4th of July parade. But as he got older, he says he saw that pride wane along with the city's population.
There was a time in the 70s and 80s where there wasn't much of a parade here. There wasn't much of a desire to move forward.
Tom Moran had a desire to move his city forward any way he could, and what he could do was weld.
You know what, I think we all exercise what our skills are, and that was the only way that I could participate, and it was also a lasting way to participate.
I'm surprised they're not painting on it. I got one of the guys spraying some leftover paint off some black barges that we built.
Tom Moran usually creates something that represents the Onaway community and its history. And he doesn't swear anybody to secrecy. He says keeping the sculpture secret until the parade is more just a matter of tradition and necessity.
So over the period of years, my employees have kind of gotten, yeah, I'm not going to say anything because George Washington, when he gets done, we might just call him Marlon Brando if he starts looking really strange, you know, or you know, this water pump, it was really neat. But I didn't know if it was going to work until the day before the parade, so.
Now, here's a spoiler alert. If you're going to the Onaway Parade on Monday, we're about to ruin the surprise for you, so here's your fair warning.
So we're standing next to this year's,
something. Yeah.
Like something.
Yeah. Parade entry, how's that?
Parade
yeah,
entry.
It's our parade entry.
Do you care to reveal to our listeners what this year's entry will be, Tom?
Yeah, it's a 10-ton replica of the Lobdell Emery No. 4 locomotive.
And what's the significance of that locomotive?
Well, it was a workhorse of Northeast Michigan, going into all the forested areas, bringing out logs to the mill areas where they were milled into bicycle wheels, steering wheels, that type of thing.
Moran says work started on the locomotive in January. It's about 32 feet long. The train will have a bell, a steam whistle, some lights, and will be pulled by a tractor. After the parade, it will go in a sculpture garden he's designing in Onaway. The train will join a few others already there. But Debbie O'Meara, back at the Dollhouse Hair Salon, has a different idea.
Thank you, ladies.
Hey, you make sure you tell Tom his hairdresser said that she has a big yard. Big park this year's.
Oh, yeah.
Tell him it's all mowed. It's ready to go.
Yeah. Do that.
Well, have fun. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You guys have a good day.
You see too.
That was Dan Wanchura reporting in Onaway. Some other voices you heard were Brian O'Meara, Joanne and John Lysak, and Natalie Dick. And this is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio.
So each week on The Green Room, we try to give you an idea for something fun to do over the weekend. This weekend, Cedar Polka Fest. Yes! Can you tell? I've been to the Polka Fest a few times. Imagine, big old tent, beer, brats, and polka. And this polka is no joke. You will see people in full-on fancy polka outfits on that dance floor, and you better stay out of their way. By the way, if you're dancing the polka, remember the and. One, two, three, and one, two, three, and one, two, three.
This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. The show is produced by Peter Payette. I'm David Castleman.
And I'm Kate Patello. See you next time. Don't forget your and. One, two, three, and.